Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. Good to have you aboard on a Tuesday, the 26th of March. The sun is out. It's a rare occurrence. It's very exciting for all of us here in Metro Detroit. Podcast for tomorrow in the can. You won't want to miss it. Radio.com, iTunes. Go get Always Aggravated. Guys, we will start out with this report. It came out just 20-30 minutes ago in the Miami Herald. The Dolphins tried to trade for Matthew Stafford prior to this season. Adam Gase reached out personally to Matt Patricia to try to pry Stafford away from the Lions. Although it's not believed talks reached a point where the Dolphins were asked what they were willing to give, it is believed Gase would have offered, at a minimum, Miami's first rounder and more. Patricia, obviously recognizing Stafford's value, told Gase he wasn't willing to move on from the quarterback at that point, per sources. Stafford, now 31, first overall selection in 09, had been good and sometimes very good in Detroit. He would have been an upgrade for the Dolphins, but Stafford has never consistently been elite or ever been able to raise the Lions to a championship level, not even when he threw a career-high 41 touchdown passes in 2011. All right, now, here's a problem I have with this. The article doesn't guide you where it needs to guide you. A, why would the head coach call another head coach? Second of all, Matt Patricia doesn't have the power to make that call. Third of all, Bob Quinn doesn't have the power to make that call. It is just so clear to me they're not allowed to trade Matthew Stafford that this is just a non-starter. Now, where does that leave us? Should the Lions have dealt their quarterback last year, fresh off an extension in 17? I don't even know what the dead money would have been had they traded him before last season. I'm sure Sully could look it up. I'm not sure what to do with this. I mean, if you're like me, you're tired of Stafford. You're willing to move on. You're willing to roll the dice. You're willing to fail. But I'm not going to go crazy about this because I just don't believe that Patricia or Quinn would have been allowed to trade Stafford. I think that's clear sitting where we're sitting now after a year of Patricia saying how blessed they are to have Matthew and Quinn sitting there and saying, Matthew is our quarterback. We got to do a better job of putting talent around him. Okay. I mean, would I love to have had that happen? Sure. Would have been great. Would have been great. My guess, you could have got two number ones out of Miami. I don't have any doubts about that. You could have got two number ones. And you could have moved on. And you'd be in position to take a QB this year as well. Do you believe there was anything the Dolphins could have offered where Patricia and Quinn could have made that move? Because I don't. And I'll throw the number out. I'd love to talk about this for a little bit. I really would. It's a conversation more than it is some cute question. I don't have a cute question. 248-539-9797, but it just came out about 30 minutes ago. And look, it's proof positive teams want Stafford, even with the massive contract. It's proof positive that there's a market there. And I believe it's proof positive that your organization is fully smitten, is fully in love, is fully engaged, and is fully wearing a chastity belt. They are not allowed to trade this guy. That's my belief. 248-539-9797. Mikey, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, and in addition to that, with just telling you that there are teams interested and there's a market for them, what this also tells me is, here's my takeaway from it. The point in the article where it says, although it's not even believed the talks to reach a point where the Dolphins were asked what they wanted. So you're telling me that they basically talked to the Lions, mm-hmm. reportedly, and the Lions didn't even consider this, didn't even consider it to a point of seeing what they can get in return?
Patricia never called Bob Quinn to say, Bob, Gase called me. No, because they're not allowed. They are in love. They're not allowed to trade him.
Which is ridiculous. And holding out hope when I see something like this is Stafford actually could get moved. But what that does tell me, too, is that, yeah, if it never even reached that point, they're just immediately dismissing it. And also, it's BS, frankly, when I got to hear Bob Quinn all week leading up to the draft talk about how, well, you know, we consider every position. We always just listen to everything and every trade offer. We're always talking about stuff. We're always considering all options.
For every player
you're not
but
considering,
him.
You're not considering all options because these talks didn't even get to a point where you're going to see what your return would be. Because
he's the golden child.
More than a first-round pick.
Because Martha's holding his kids at training camp. He's the golden boy. I said to you earlier this year, here, I made the bet. Riggs, you want to get in on this bet? Stafford will outlast me in this town. He will be here. I'll be out of radio before Stafford is not the Lions quarterback.
I would agree. I'll take Stafford at least 10 more years.
I put 7.5 on the board.
Maybe like 3 or 4.
I mean, no. I mean, Riggs, you get my point. He's the golden boy. He is in an ivory tower in this organization. He's never been asked for any accountability. He's always been given all the money. There's nothing. Bob Quinn, I am a believer in this now, that in order to be the general manager of the Lions, you had to say you were moving forward with Stafford. I'm just a huge believer in it. I think it's the same in New York with Eli Manning when they went and hired Dave Gettleman. They're never going to bring someone in here who goes, number 9, he's a problem. He's out. I want to start over. They were never bringing somebody in like that. And I've always questioned Bob Quinn's authority. Did he fire Caldwell when he could have? No. Did he trade Stafford when he could have? No. And here's proof. And I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. And even after Stafford had a terrible season, there'd still be a dozen teams lined up to trade for him. They're not allowed to do it. That is my opinion. Martha Ford will never allow it.
It's not how organizations should be run. You should be listening to everything, especially when it is a guy, as the article points out, that hasn't won anything. Why not at least listen? Why not consider it? What, are you just going to hang up the phone and say, no, he's completely unmovable. I don't care if it's 2-3 first-round picks. We can't even move him. Fans should be upset that this is just to a point where he's just... given everything, he has complete autonomy, and there's never any accountability for Stafford to do anything.
Well, you know what's going to frustrate people even more? They're going to turn him into a game manager. Not more of a game manager. I suspect they will turn him into a complete game manager. I mean, what, you think Daryl Bevel's coming here to air this thing out? I don't. They want to run it first. They want ball control. Oh, get ready. They're going to ask even less of Stafford while paying him more. 248-539-9797. Again, the Miami Herald report came out at 1:30. Dolphins made overtures to trade for Stafford, and it sounds like the phone call barely got answered. It sounds like they just had no dialogue. I'm with Sully. That's a terrible way of doing business. Everything's got a price.
And I got to be completely honest with you. I'm sick of hearing stuff like this, too. What was the report, a month ago, that the Pistons ownership wouldn't even listen to trades for Andre Drummond and stuff like
that?
Well, shouldn't be getting in the way with this stuff.
It's more direct. The reports are, and it's things that we heard as well, Stan had 2 trades for Andre Drummond that were blocked by Gorse. Golden Boy, OBF, owner's best friend. We're hanging out in Birmingham together. I love Andre! Double doubles. Yeah, dude, it's the same thing. We got ownership problems in this city. That's what it comes down to. And who pays the price? You do, the fan. 248-539-9797. Sorry, guys, but that's what we're starting with. Figure it out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.